Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today, we want to talk about how ChatGPT is currently affecting and disrupting the entertainment industry. Obviously, ChatGPT has had some massive disruptions in virtually every single area. So today on the podcast, we're going to dive in on some of the incredible things that ChatGPT is able to do in the entertainment industry, but also some of the drawbacks and issues that that might pose. So right off the bat, I think one of the important things to note here is that it's really disrupting script writing. So script writing is a really complex process that involves a number of different stages, including ideation, conceptualization, and execution. So traditionally, script writing was a really manual process that required a team of writers to work together to come up with a script, right? But with ChatGPT, this process is being automated in real time. We're already seeing people talking about doing ChatGPT-created shows, AI-generated shows. I think even the creators of South Park recently got a massive round of funding to be able to create a show completely generated by AI. And I think that right now we're seeing ChatGPT really does have the ability to generate scripts based on inputs that are provided. And so that means that writers can essentially input, you know, the basic plot, characters, some dialogues, and concepts, and ChatGPT can do a pretty good job of generating a very complete script that is contextually relevant and still pretty engaging. So I think that's going to be one of the massive areas. Another is in content curation. So content curation is the process essentially of just selecting and organizing and presenting the content in a way that is relevant and valuable to the audience. So this is a really essential part of the current entertainment industry as it helps producers to create content that's really engaging and entertaining. So ChatGPT actually can automate this process by analyzing data from various sources and selecting the most relevant content. Now, this might sound like still a manual task if you're thinking about it in the sense of just using, you know, ChatGPT itself. But in reality, these big companies are actually, they actually have like API or backend access into ChatGPT, and they're able to run it in their own applications to help it really automate a lot of this content curation, which saves a lot of time and effort. And then producers and other people can really just focus on creating content instead of spending the time to research that whole aspect of content platforms. So another area where ChatGPT is really disrupting the entertainment industry is acting. Acting obviously is a really critical part of the entertainment industry, and it requires a lot of work to go into it. So I've actually recently heard of people that are script writers, and they're trying to come up with interesting scripts and interesting stories. And essentially what they do is they come up with an idea for a show or for a movie or for some piece of content, and they go and they pitch it to a studio. And normally you would need, you'd want to bring actors with you to kind of, showcase some of the ideas or concepts you're coming up with. You'd need to hire artists to create like really realistic 3D, environments that the different scenes of the movie would be in, right? Pretty much anything you can do to make your movie seem more real and give more of an idea of the overall feeling of it gives you a higher chance of being selected when you're pitching your movie and your script. In any case, something really impressive that ChatGPT and AI in general has been doing is I've been hearing about people, essentially they'll use ChatGPT for some of the script writing, perhaps for some of the ideas, and they also can use ChatGPT to write them prompts that they can put into image generators like Midjourney that can actually create the scenes. So like you could say, you know, I would like this actor wearing this costume in a location that looks like this, and Midjourney can actually generate an image of what that is. And that's so much more powerful than simply just, you know, giving someone a script. If the people you're pitching this thing to can really visualize it, that's really massive. And so ChatGPT is helping to automate that. And also it's helping to write the prompts that are used on Midjourney and other places. So again, really powerful. I think the impact of ChatGPT on the entertainment industry is not just limited to those areas specifically. I think it's also going to be used a lot. It's going to have a lot of applications in virtual reality, automating post-production processes, and even creating music. I recently talked with someone that used ChatGPT. They essentially just said, write me a love song about X, Y, and Z, about a person and about this and a person this, and it wrote them all the lyrics for the love song. And then it said, okay, write me the chords for the song, and it wrote them the chords. They were able to then sit down and literally on a guitar play the chords and sing the song. So really incredibly powerful tool for writing songs, for coming up with movies. A lot of areas in entertainment are going to be very, very disrupted by this. In fact, I recently even saw David Guetta, the famous DJ. He has a really viral clip on Twitter where essentially he went to ChatGPT and got it to write him some verses for a song, and then he went to a song generating AI that generated some music. He put them together and he had this like really sick hook for a song, and he played it at a concert and everyone went wild for it. But yeah, this is going to be really powerful technology in that space. So I think one of the really significant advantages of automation in the entertainment industry is that it can obviously lead to the increase in cost savings. More people that are creative can use it to help augment their creativity. I think though, when you're talking about creativity, one of the potential downsides to automation in the entertainment industry is just, and it's kind of a, I would say it's kind of a significant concern, in that it might lead to actually a loss in creativity and originality, right? Like if people really start being overly reliant on a tool like ChatGPT to generate scripts and content, there's always going to be the risk that the content produces really formulaic and predictable and perhaps stale content, that you don't really have this like out of the box thinking. Now, that being said, you know, if you want to play the devil's advocate, perhaps you could tell ChatGPT to come up with a script or a movie that is unexpected and had some unexpected twists and turns, and maybe it'll do a terrible job with this, and maybe that actually would be useful. So I tend to think that it will eventually be able to be a pretty powerful tool, but that is one thing that some people are concerned about and talking about. Another potential concern is that when you automate a lot of this stuff, you know, it's obviously leading to a concentration of power in the hands of a few large companies. So if everyone was exclusively using this to generate all their content, you know, a lot of these bigger language learning models would have a lot of power. But I mean, that being said, that's the same with anything in technology. Obviously, Google has a monopoly on search. And so, you know, that's the concentration of power is just something to think about, but it is definitely something to consider. I would say despite all of these potential downsides, it's pretty clear that ChatGPT and other AI technologies are absolutely disrupting the entertainment industry in a very significant way. And I think that as we see this technology to continue to evolve, I really think we're going to see it become incredibly prevalent and increasingly more powerful and perhaps more creative and adaptable to really making these creative scripts, creative content, and things that maybe even people have not thought of before. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.